This episode of the BioFriendly Podcast is brought to you by BioFriendly Planet, the online magazine for people who want simple ways to actively make this planet greener and who are tired of the doom and gloom reporting on the environment. BioFriendlyPlanet.com.
It's the BioFriendly Podcast. It's the BioFriendly Podcast.
You're trying to what?
I'm trying to harness his strength from within.
Like your chi?
To do this show. Yes. Yes. You could call it my chi. You call it my chi. Sure. Sure.
Uh-huh.
But what I need is this. This is an energy that I'm going to hold on to for the remainder of the show. And once the show's over, I'm going to release this energy.
Yeah. And it goes boom.
It goes boom, boom, boom. It goes, and my heart goes boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Yeah.
We like the farts. The farts that go
boom. We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom.
What's that from?
We like the cars
that go boom.
Yeah.
Oh.
We like the cars.
The cars that go boom. We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom.
It was like from 1987.
Really? Yes. Is it a song?
Yeah, it's so bad.
It's good.
I don't know this one.
Yeah.
Well, I am really excited.
Well,
I'm going to play it right now.
We like the cars that go boom. We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom.
How great was that?
I mean, see, now you get it.
Now I get it.
I'm just excited that we found, because it's difficult. You have to go pretty deep and hard if you're anywhere in the late 80s,
yes,
the early 2000s, and forget the 90s.
Forget the 90s. Forget the 90s.
You're trying to stump Jacob.
Avoid the 90s completely because you're not going to do it.
You're going to spend hours.
And you're going to fail.
You're just going to get beat up. and then I would say, pretty safely through 2012 even.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good.
Difficult.
Good run.
It's difficult to stump Jacob.
I think even modern songs.
I mean, Jacob, I would say you get away from the pinnacle of the 90s and maybe it's slowly less and less in either direction.
Yeah.
But you drop songs from unheard of musicals in the 1930s, and Jacob knows them.
I do.
So it's pretty tough to stump.
But you guys,
Stump is playing at the Elroy this weekend, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I have an energy within me.
You do. You have an energy within you,
it has got the force of humanity behind it. And he can't expend that energy on the eighth floor because that has already been done.
No, it's already been done by another coworker.
Yeah. If I
and
were
you
to
give time.
Tickle
uh-huh.
you,
uh-huh.
as hard as you, I can't like just make you
Wait,
laugh.
No,
like, tickle
please.
You tickle
no,
hard.
No, Clayton,
I tickle
please
sword.
Don't. Please
really?
Don't tickle me, Clayton. No.
Would you poop yourself?
I do have an interesting a side effect of tickling, which not everybody has. If you tickle me hard enough, I will pee my pants.
Challenge accepted.
But as an adult, it's not as I can control it a lot more. But when I was a child, my Uncle Roger would tickle me so hard and I'd yell, I'm going to pee.
No.
I'm going to pee.
Oh, poor kid.
And he'd keep going.
He'd keep going.
Make you pee. And what did your mom do when you were covered in piss? Was she upset?
Roger, he asked you to stop.
No means no.
Roger was the stinker.
He was the stinker?
Stinker.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I had that growing up, which was tickle me too hard and I want to pee. It has been passed down to my youngest son. He has the same symptoms as well.
Oh, God.
Yep.
No. Does he need alarm sheets too?
No, thank goodness.
I'm gonna tickle him into pee.
Has the audience heard the alarm sheet story?
I may have told it at some point, but I'll tell you what, I'll do a quick one.
Which is
I wet my bed till I was about 11 years old. True story.
I actually had a couple of rogue times.
Yeah, a couple
later
rogue,
than that.
Rogue letters.
I was similar to you. I was till about 11. I wet the bed, and then I had like a rogue one at 15.
Yeah.
And then another rogue one at like 19.
Well, you were pretty drunk at the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've had a few rogue ones in my adult life as well, but they were caused by whiskey.
So I
it was pretty consistently until I was about 11 years old. And you find out later, they did more studies, and they find out that some children's bladders don't grow the same rate as the rest of their bodies, so they just can't, it just isn't the right, thing.
Yeah, physiology.
You know something my mom discovered? That, I think it was worked for us anyway, but my mom discovered when she was, because she had all of us were bedwetters.
Yeah.
Like all the kids were bedwetters.
Every single
one. Our whole family. And so I, probably it was related to the bladder, but she learned from a friend. She's like, you know, once they're potty trained, you don't put them in a diaper when they go to bed.
Oh.
Because if you put them in a diaper when they go to bed, then they get used to the idea that it's safe to go to the bathroom when you're asleep.
Oh.
A nighttime bed. And so
Your neurons go, it's okay.
Yes. But if you leave it off as soon as you potty train them, then they might pee once or twice when they're like first doing that, but then their body realizes, oh, I'm wet, it doesn't work, this isn't good. And then you build a different habit. And so she tried that with the youngest Chrissy, my younger sister, and she was the only one of us who wasn't a bed bugger.
No way.
Okay. Yes. So it did have a lot to do with how heavy of a sleeper I was, for sure.
Yes.
It did, because I would sleep through, where the instinct is, I have to go to the bathroom, I need to get up, I need to go, where I would just sleep.
Right.
So I've always been a heavy sleeper, and that was probably because I learned at an early age, it's fine.
It's fine, just
don't worry about it. Just go.
Let it go, man.
Just go, man.
Just go, man.
Just go. And I'll never forget, this was the 1980s, so definitely not sensitivity from the medical field at this time. My mom took me to a doctor's appointment, and she was like, we just are trying to figure out what to do for Jacob. It's been ongoing.
It's been unbearable.
It's been a nightmare. It's humiliating.
It's ruining my marriage.
Yes, he's going to sleepovers. He's getting humiliated. It's bad. And so we're sitting there across from the doctor, and the doctor looks at my mom and goes, make him wash his sheets. And she goes, what? And she goes, make him wash his sheets. He'll feel bad about it, and then he won't do it anymore.
Good. Let's make him feel bad about
it. Yeah.
So this especially since it is a choice of yours to pee the bed.
This doctor's solution to my mother in Tulsa, Oklahoma in the 1980s was make me wash my sheets, and then I won't do it anymore, as if I was doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
So
it was your decision to be like, you know what? I'm going to pee my bed again tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the next
So then what leads us up to alarm sheets is one of the solutions along the way before I kicked the habit was my mom invested in these. They look like a sheet of aluminum with little holes all through them, and you would lay this sheet of aluminum
freaking 80s,
plugged
man.
Into the wall, so you're sleeping on electric, you know,
of course.
A
metal
device.
Let's add
plugged
water.
In the wall
and plugged in the wall, and it's
water.
Underneath it's underneath your sheets.
Terrifying.
And so the moment pee, it's supposed to go ring and alert you that you're peeing.
Right.
Guess what would go on for me? It would just play all night long. So
because
I just wake up
such a deep sleeper.
So I'd wake up in the morning and it would just be like,
now you're awake and you're like, and it's yelling at me when I first wake up. Life sucks.
Alarm
you're like,
sheets.
You know what, man? If shocking surprises woke me up, I probably would woke up when my bed was wet.
Right. Like if they did do a little electroshock in there, it probably would have taught me a lot faster.
Those
are the alarm sheets, ladies and gentlemen. The story of Jacob's bed wedding.
Listen, our mothers put up with a lot.
Bless
they
their
did.
Hearts. Bless.
They really did.
They did. And you know what? That's a good point you raised because, guys, what's going on this Sunday?
This Sunday, I'm sleeping in.
No.
Heather's
going to
make me breakfast.
Don't you dare.
Wait.
No, what's happening on Sunday?
Is there a big, Formula One race?
No.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
What?
Oh.
This Sunday, boys, is Mother's Day.
Oh. What?
Oh. This is a special Mother's Day
episode. Is Heather still going to make me breakfast in bed?
No, I don't think she will. And you cannot go to the Formula One race. You got to do nice things for the lovely wife in your life and for your own mom.
Oh, for me, man.
And so that's the subject of today's podcast.
Mother's Day?
It's Mother's Day. It's a Mother's Day special.
Oh.
So today's article is from our very own Biofriendly Planet from our lovely Tara McFadden. Yes, absolutely. And this is why we chose to talk about this today, because it is Mother's Day on Sunday, and the article title was A Few Friendly Finds for Mother's Day.
BT-dub. Tara, define who Tara is within this company. She's the editor-in-chief.
Oh, yeah.
Of
Biofriendly
Planet.
Absolutely.
Who is, by the way, sponsoring this episode.
Absolutely.
They've been sponsoring this episode since it began.
Since the beginning.
The only reason this show is on the air is because of Biofriendly Planet.
That's right.
And the all-stars that make that site come together.
This is the podcast arm of Biofriendly Planet, folks.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some say the heart.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say heart. I would say probably the butt.
The butt.
We're definitely the butt. I think Tara's the heart for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Tara did this great find, this article about finding things for us. And I thought what would be fun is, first of all, I want to know as we go down these, would you get it for your mom?
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
So would you get it for your mom?
This is a game. Would you get it for your mom?
Would you get it for your mom?
Let's make it a theme song right now for would you get it for your mom. Okay. Ready?
Yep. Boom, boom, boom. You need to buy some stuff for your mom. You don't know what
to get and you don't know what you do wrong. Would you buy it for your mom?
There you go. That was amazing.
Okay. Right. So, the first thing up.
Good job, boys.
Question for you is a hand-poured candle. Okay, so this isn't just any candle.
I just want real quick, I want to say time that Clayton says we have to write a song, remind me that I shouldn't fill my mouth up with water.
Oh, no,
at that very moment.
But here's the thing. The trombone sound that you
that
made.
That came with the water in my mouth?
That came with the water was so brassy.
It was the extra brassiness because of the water.
So brassy. Yeah. So a hand-poured candle. Does your mom love to have candles throughout the house, whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall? I know we love candles.
Yeah. I got a funny story about that.
You do? You do? So these are so Tara, what Tara's done in this article, she's basically gone through and found things like to save the time because she knows we're no good kids.
We are no
and
good
these
kids.
Moms need presents. Yes. And she's like, all right, I got some suggestions for you. You could go get these things.
Okay. So this and they're earth friendly.
They're
too.
Earth friendly.
Every
yes.
one of the ones suggested, if you go, right?
Yes,
you
could, they're all linked in
and
there.
And they're linked so they can find them and buy them.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, go to biofriendlyplanet.com.
And go to a few friendly finds for Mother's Day.
A few friendly finds for Mother's Day. Check them out. Then you can link. You can click on the link.
Click on the link and buy it. So this first one is a company called LNE Society. Is a woman-owned small business dedicated to making quality candles with clean ingredients and no harmful toxins. Perfect for mom.
They have a candle on there called 1997.
1997.
And she based it on the year that she went to college. I was like,
that's amazing.
That's our year.
That's our year.
That's our year.
No, I want this candle.
This is our time.
This is our time. Down here. Refer to last week's episode.
Now I know what that means.
All candles are hand-poured in small batches using coconut oil and beeswax. Even better, profits from every candle sold go to organizations helping women get back on their feet. So,
I love that.
That's amazing.
I would buy that for my mom. However, I don't think I should.
Okay.
Because here's the funny story. Growing up in the 80s, my mom had every candle. None of them were ever lit. We had candles and candles, decorative everywhere. I didn't even know that you could light candles until I went to college and I met my friends. They're like, don't you light your candles? I'm like, you can't light those.
Those are decorative.
This is a major, major trigger warning for me because you're saying it right now and I'm being brought right back to my childhood to all the unlit candles in my house. So
not
many. Now, my mom was into potpourri. I feel like
so is my mom.
I feel like potpourri reigned supreme in the 80s and 90s, right?
Yeah.
You get a bowl full of potpourri and maybe there's a little like votive lighting underneath it to make it fill the house.
Oh, yeah.
But we had all these beautiful decorative candles in the shapes of things.
Gorgeous
and
stuff.
And none of them were getting lit. None of them.
Yeah. I did not develop this until much later in life because my mom was, you know, there were occasionally there were candles. Usually the candles came out during the holidays.
Yeah.
And they were lit.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
you
lit.
You light those bad boys.
You got to drink during the holidays.
Yeah,
so it's, it makes
they
sense.
They were so hammered. So bombed.
So lit.
And you know, potpourri, now and again, not really. Not really. That wasn't my mom's jam.
Yeah.
It wasn't her jam. Jam was her jam.
Jam was her jam, not potpourri.
We had raspberry jam constantly. It was so good.
Yeah.
Not that. But later on in life, I married a lovely, lovely woman.
Yeah.
Named Talia.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And she is one of those people who has decorative candles. There's candles everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm.
And none of them are ever lit. Except I will have you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When the power goes out.
Oh.
And I realize that, oh God, I can't see anything. We go around. Every one of them gets lit.
They do.
That's when we light.
By the way, when was the last time the power went out? That used to happen all the time in my house. I don't know why, but we used to like lose power all the time.
Yeah.
And it was the most fun thing I could remember as a kid. It was like, oh, the power's out. Oh my gosh, where's the flashlight?
I actually remember thinking it was so awesome when we were kids.
Yeah.
It was a very exciting thing. And I'm sure our parents were like, great.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
God.
Like now we're sitting here in the darkness. But didn't
so much fun.
Didn't LA a couple years ago, didn't we? Not to get all conspiracy, whatever, but didn't they find out a couple years ago we had all those rolling blackouts and they found out that the LL water company was just like batching money, basically, or like batching power.
Yeah. Wait, what?
It was all rigged.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Not to make the Mother's Day
kidding?
Episode. Yeah, I'm serious. That they found out that they had all these rolling blackouts.
Conspiracy corner.
And they did it on purpose. It was a purposeful blackout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's the problem we have in LA in particular, but in California in general. Although they are improving it. We are doing stuff to support and back up the grid. But yeah, we have rolling brownouts, they call them.
Yeah, brownouts.
Funny, that's what Jakey wants to do right now. Is that rolling
how
brownouts?
How dare you, sir? How dare you? Mom, they're talking about my poop.
I'm sorry, Ruthie.
Go ahead. Rolling brownouts.
I can't hear it again because it's so funny.
No, let's discuss in depth rolling brownouts.
Rolling brownouts. Yeah, that's where you get. It's where you get 15 people in a row.
Uh huh.
Toilet after toilet after toilet. After toilet. And then you go plop, 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 and then back again. Plop,
this
plop,
is
plop,
making
plop,
me sweat. Plop, plop, it's making yeah, me sweat yeah, yeah. a little bit. We took it a step.
Brownouts are playing at the L-Ray this week.
No, it's just that there's a it was huge demand for power and not enough power to power the power.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm. So the price of power has gone up dramatically in California.
Sure
and
has.
They have increased the supply a little bit, but it's still a bit of a... get strained, particularly in the summer. Last time we had a blackout was last summer when it gets really hot and people are just using the heck out of all of their
air conditioning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That or wind. We get lots of wind down here and then something
that's true
blows up.
Yes.
Just blows over.
Transformers. Yeah.
So
more than meets the eye.
So this candle, this hand poured candle, I would absolutely get this for my mom. She would love it. She would love candles. Mm. Potpourri is no longer a thing in our it went away. Like I don't see the potpourri anymore.
Yeah, because it causes cancer.
Does it really?
No, I'm totally kidding. That's a horrible joke. Everything causes cancer.
That's
true.
Rolling brownouts cause cancer.
Yes, they do. Alarm sheets.
Would you
cause cancer?
They do. Yeah. Would you get your mom the hand poured candle?
No.
No, not for her.
That's not for my mom.
Not for your mom. No. Okay. Yeah. So we got two no's, one yes.
I would get them for Talia.
Okay. Yeah.
Or my kids would get them for Talia. Yeah.
All right. Up next, we've got a reusable tumbler. Now, this is something we talk about a lot on the show. It's a good thing, handy. We all have one in this office, by the way.
It's on the internet, isn't it? Tumblr?
Huh? Tumblr, yeah. So it's a website where you share your thoughts and ideas. Tumblr as in, coffee container, Yetis, if you will, insulated. So show mom a little love by getting her a reusable stainless steel tumbler. This particular one highlights what an awesome mom you've got. It's a simple gift, yet one she can use day in and day out for years to come. She won't need to buy coffee in a disposable cup or water in a plastic bottle once she has this in hand. Plus, every time she uses it, she'll think of you.
Wow. This one is also eco-friendly.
This is also eco-friendly.
Bio-friendly.
Yeah, bio-friendly.
Will.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're just waiting to open up our own store so we can say, yeah,
so
you know what I mean?
We should open up a merch store for moms.
Merch. It's a very good idea.
Merch.
So, ladies, if you're listening and you have something that you would like from us, let us know.
That's a good idea. We should actually have could you have a Tumblr that says, Gaia is Mother Earth?
Yeah. Or Rolling Brownout.
Rolling Brownout.
Would you like a shirt that says Rolling Brownout, darling?
Yes.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. All right. So would you get your mom a reusable tumbler if it said something, loving and sweet, and she'll remember you?
This is where I go. And it's not that it's a bad gift or bad idea.
Of course not. There's no bad gifts. There's only bad answers.
Only bad people. And I guess only bad. This is where I have my what is it, PTSD or something? I don't know. This is where I have my trouble. Because in our house, there are so many
tumblers.
So many tumblers. There's every one of us has the rainbow of tumblers. I go underneath and they're not in a place where you would normally be able to get to them. I have to get down low, open up these cabinets that are there, and then reach through 30 other tumblers that are all, I feel like they're all barely balancing on each other because she doesn't want to put the cap on the tumblers to close it off because then it's not going to dry properly and you're going to get mold. So you move one and then the lid falls off and then that knocks the other lid and then it's a domino effect. And now I'm trying to scramble to get those and now I've knocked over 6 of the tumblers and now 17 tumblers have fallen down to my feet. Mm. There's tumblers everywhere. I'm losing my mind. I'm like, I just wanted one tumbler. One tumbler. I only need one tumbler. I don't need 17 tumblers. Please, God, take away these tumblers.
For the audience at home, I wish you could see his red face and the bulging veins. He's grabbing his drink. He's taking a sip.
This has been Indiana Jones and the Tumbler of Doom.
So I probably wouldn't purchase.
You wouldn't get that.
Copy that.
So no tumbler for you.
I don't want them in anyone's house. I never want to see a tumbler.
I never want to see a tumbler again. Cogswell.
I had to side with Noli. I have too many. I think we all have too many.
Well,
there's a lot of
because we have environmental households.
That's true. Right. Yeah, we have refillable everything.
Yes, refillable everything. Okay, so for
no,
us,
no, tumbler
no tumblers this year. I also have the same problem. We all have way too many tumblers. Okay, okay up next, we got a bamboo cutting board.
Okay. Ooh.
If you have a mom who loves to cook, How about getting her a bamboo cutting board? It comes with a set of non-toxic cooking utensils, too.
Ooh.
These pieces are made from organic materials. They're also apparently quite durable, easy to wash, and nonstick. Besides,
man,
having a bamboo cutting board and utensils is a much better option than plastic, which can leach chemicals and microplastics into your food and in your body.
I am the biggest bamboo fan.
Bamboo baby.
Honestly. Have you been bamboozled?
I've been bamboozled for half my life, baby. No, bamboo is the greatest thing ever. It is basically a weed. It's not a weed. It's a reed. But the point is, it grows super freaking fast. Mm-hmm. It is so durable. You can make anything out of it. It's amazing.
I love bamboo.
It's amazing.
I love it.
Stop cutting down trees. Start cutting down some bamboo. Just saying.
Start cutting down weeds.
Bamboo, yeah.
Cut down that weed.
Sorry. Reeds.
Reeds.
Reeds. So, yeah, man. Would you get a bamboo cutting board for first for your mom? Let's talk about your mom. Don't worry about your wife. Your mom. You think she'd use it?
Yes, I would get a bamboo cutting board for my mom. I think she would love it. Yeah. I think she would love it. I think that it's one of those things where you can always get a new one because the old ones get all covered.
They get messy. And sometimes you go to your parents' house and you're like, they're using the same cutting board they've been using since 1997.
How about this nice biodegradable, biofriendly, good for you for the environment?
There you go.
Made of high quality bamboo, doesn't leach plastic. Kablamo.
I'm here to take care of you.
Yeah, I love you.
Mom. I love you, Mom.
Mom, I love you.
Mom, get it through your head.
Dang it, Mom.
Mom, I love you.
What about you?
You know what? I'm going to have to say one of the reasons why I'm so proud of my mom is she goes out a lot to eat because she has a wonderful social life. She goes out with her friends, all this other stuff.
Good for her.
And at this point in her life, she's kind of like, you know, she does cook. She's a really good cook. But at the end of the day, she's kind of like, you know, I'd rather take it easy and have fun with my friends and then go back. So she doesn't cook as much as she used to.
Totally.
I love that for her. Mm. Right. So even though I'm obsessed with bamboo, don't think I would get her this.
No,
that's fair. And by the way, that is a great strategy and one that I plan to embrace fully when I'm older as well, which is I want you to make me food, world.
Yes.
Like I want.
Yes, exactly.
I want to go to the cafes, the diners. I want staff to go, here he comes.
Yep.
And I just hobble right in there and I get in my booth.
Jakey.
And I get my coffee. And I get my favorite sandwich. I just, you know, I know you love this.
Do you want your bacon sandwich again, Mr. Gibbons?
Yes, I do.
Bacon sandwich and a fish fillet?
Yes.
I want to have the largest nose and the biggest ears in the whole room. The glass is the size of my face.
That's right.
Like
that's
moons.
Right. That's right.
In front of my eyes.
That's right.
And I want to pinch the waitress's bum.
Of course you do. Because it's a gesture
because
of
you
love.
Can at 95 years old.
Because I'm a loving fella.
I'm a loving fella's
pinch bottoms.
That's right. That's right. We all know this. Yeah. And I've told my wife that
everyone
this is my
this.
Plan.
Everyone knows this.
Absolutely. And Jamie's fully aware that this will happen. So you can't stop me.
Because at 95, they go, all right.
Would your mom like the bamboo?
My mom would like that. That is something that I could absolutely get her as a bamboo cutting board. So for she's
good. So that's the first two out of three.
Not bad. Okay, here comes one. This
Uh-oh.
Is gonna be interesting. It's gonna be divisive. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. Solar wind chime. Okay, looking for a gift for a mom who likes to spend time
outdoors. It captures the solar winds.
It captures the solar winds.
And
you can use
them.
That's
some Tesla stuff.
And you can use them on your enemies.
Wow.
So if somebody comes over, you can just unleash solar
winds.
Solar
winds.
Solar winds.
What happened to Beatrice?
Irradiated.
I incinerated her.
She fried.
Mom?
Mom. Mom. My mom's a supervillain.
Wow.
So check out this solar wind chime. Mom can put it on the front porch, in the backyard, or wherever she likes to spend time outside. What's nice about this particular wind chime is not only does it light up using solar power, the clear sound made from the glass ball hitting against the metal tubes.
It is so relaxing.
I do like wind chimes and chimes like that. So.
No, that's interesting.
Chimes like these?
Chime.
You learn to live again.
Because it's chimes like these. You learn to live again. Would you get your mom a solar wind chime?
This is chimes like these, you learn to live again.
I'd give Dave Grohl
I would
sing that as I handed it to him.
It's chimes like these,
you learn
to live again.
Yeah.
And it's chimes like these, it chimes again.
If I ever get a chance to meet that dude, I'm 100% going to say
chime. You're going to have
a chime in my pocket, and I'm going to go, it's chimes.
Because it's times like these, you learn to love again.
Jacob, that's the coolest thing I've ever received.
He's going to go, you know.
Not many people know how to make the perfect first impression, but you just did.
Chimes again. No, you know, I think I would give my mom that because she has this adorable backyard and front yard, too. And she loves just to kind of sit outside and enjoy the wildlife and the birds and the trees. Mm-hmm. So I think I would give that to her. That sounds lovely.
I also would give that to my mom, but it would be kind of like a Mother's Day present for my dad, as odd as that sounds.
To get her out of the house.
Finally get her out. Just
go outside.
Jill, sit outside and listen to the chime.
Listen, Jill, get outside.
Listen to the chime.
Oh, that's great.
No, my I think that my dad would really actually kind of dig the idea that there's a solar panel on it and that it's lighting up at nighttime and that you know.
It's just tech enough for him to go,
it's just tech enough for him to enjoy it, but it's also, you know, the wind and the chime I think my mom would enjoy. I feel like it would be a good, that's probably my favorite so far for my mom.
Yeah. That's great.
I would 100% get this for my mom. She loves, my mom loves cute patio, outdoor sitting.
Our moms are very similar.
Yes, absolutely. So like, I think if I gave her a wind chime, you know, a solar one too, I think she would be like, well, that's so cool. How does it work?
So
what would be so fun is my mom, who's very a smart lady, there's things that just go right over her head. And when it comes to tech stuff, she's just so cute because she just doesn't get it. She'd be like, how does it capture the sun's? How does it do it? And I would explain. She'd be like, that's magic. That's wonderful. How does that happen?
If this can capture the sun, can it capture my son Jacob to come back to Oklahoma?
Could it bring him home?
Chimes like this. Chimes like these.
A different kind of card is our next solution. And we know where this is going, right? Which is, it's not just a Mother's Day card. It's doing something in your mom's honor, right? So it's like, if you simply want to send mom a card this Mother's Day, consider sending her a Give Tree card from Arbor Day Foundation or a Seed Bloom Mother's Day card. The nice thing about these card options is you get new growth. One plants a tree on her behalf, and there she can plant in her own garden. So these are gifts to kind of like pay it forward.
Lovely.
Now, I would do this for my mom because she has done things like this for me in the past, where she's done like the donated money to help somebody in my name for a gift.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm okay with it, but I have a feeling she would like the gesture, but she still wants the gift.
Do you know what's so funny?
Do you know what I mean? Like, she'd be like, thank you, but I would still have to get her something also.
Yeah. I think my mom... Yeah, I think my mom would almost, she would never say this.
No.
And I would never, and I won't endorse this statement that I'm making because it's obviously false.
False.
I think I'd be better off getting her nothing.
Yeah, than a gift for somebody else in her name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think the same with my mom. I think that she would be grateful that I did the gesture, but I would know going in, I've got to also have an item for her.
If I don't also have a bamboo cutting board, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Well, you might like, I birthed you, Noel. Yeah.
The only way you can have...
It was 22 hours in the hospital.
The only way I'm getting away with a give a tree card from Arbor Day Foundation is if I am showing up with... solar wind chimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's it's a double whammy.
I not only would give my mother the Seed Bloom Mother's Day card that you could actually plant.
Yeah.
But I bought it for her already.
You did.
I read the article. I was like, you know what? Because my mom, one of the things that she wants is new plants in her backyard.
Oh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so I saw that. I was like, a card that you could plant? It's made of seeds and you plant the dang card?
You not only are a part of BioFriendly Planet, you're also a client.
I'm also a client. freaking bought it, man. It's coming on Friday.
So she sold you on the idea, which is what's important.
Thanks, Tara. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, she'll enjoy that.
Yeah. So she gives a nice little closing thought. I'm not going to take away her article by just reading it to you. You should go read it, but she just reminds you that gift giving isn't about the stuff. It's about why you give it, right? That's like the most important thing. So she puts in very thoughtful.
At Christmas, but I got to be honest, it's, you know, I like to get the thing.
You like to get the thing.
You
of course
like to
you
get
do.
The Xbox, huh?
Of
For
course.
The Indiana Jones game that's coming
How
out.
How am I supposed to play Indiana Jones with that Xbox?
Right. We've all agreed that we're getting Xbox.
I just don't know. I just don't understand.
My money, Microsoft.
I don't understand how if I give someone a present, how does that mean that I get to play Indiana Jones on Xbox?
Exactly. I think that's a very valid point.
That's fair. That doesn't
make sense to me.
Yeah. No,
you're like for Mother's Day, like I get that I'm giving, you know, my mom a present, that my kids are giving my wife a present, but how does that mean I'm playing Indiana Jones?
I know. Yeah. I know.
On an Xbox.
For those of you who don't
know. How can I punch Nazis? It sounds like this.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't
understand.
Know.
I don't understand.
We are basically reverting back to three young boys right now because just the other day we saw a trailer for the new Indiana Jones video game called Circle of something.
The Great Circle.
The Great Circle. Oh, God, and so good. You get to play Harrison Ford, and they've included everything that I love about Indiana Jones. And we all watched it, and we all cried a little bit. Just felt this overwhelming sense of joy.
I could be Indy for just as long as I want.
I get to experience the next sequel as Indy. Kidding me?
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
No, you mentioned that. You said that the way to make the next Indiana Jones movie is to not make a movie.
Yeah. Stop making the movies.
Yeah.
I actually am kind of feeling that way about Star Wars, about Star Trek.
I've got fatigue.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Let's make the video game
and let me be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave the world alone.
I don't need you to keep making movies for the sequels. No, make the game. Make the next one a game.
Yeah.
Let that story play out for 40, 50, 60, 70, 140 hours. I don't care. Right. I don't care how long it takes me to play it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then let me experience it.
Yeah. So, you know, did you hear what Marvel announced the other day? No. Bob Iger said that they're dialing back on Marvel, and they're only going to release, I think it's like three movies, maybe two or three Marvel movies a year, and only like one or two series a year. That's it. Because everybody's like, I'm exhausted. I can't do any more Marvel. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. You only get to have a 20 films in a year run every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually you just are like, okay,
that's it.
That
cow is tired of giving milk.
Absolutely.
It's dead. The cow is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if Xbox is listening, I would like you to know that you have three young strapping men here.
You are ready
to play this game. And so if you would like to send us free Xboxes to test the game, we are willing. We are more than willing. You can send it to BioFriendly Planet headquarters.
Absolutely.
And we will gladly accept, but please send three Xboxes with three copies of Indiana
And please
Jones.
Put on it, on the BioFriendly Planet address, Tara's family, do not open.
Yes.
Send straight to Noel, Jacob and Clayton.
And Clayton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because her kids and husband would probably play that crap out of that game.
They would all take one each and play them. They would take away
those
Xboxes.
Those are our Xboxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Love you guys, but don't take my Xbox.
Of course they would, but I'll go back to it. If we were to let them have those Xboxes, then how am I going to play Indiana Jones?
Exactly.
Circle on an Xbox.
And that's
Circle
what,
of Life. It's
and
a
that's
Lion
what
King.
The Mother's Day episode is about. Mm-hmm. So thanks for
fathers playing Indiana Jones.
Thanks for really hitting home the message, which is just make sure that this gift giving is going to lead to Noel getting an Xbox.
Remember, I'm giving
playing.
You a gift now so that you will give me one later, which is an Xbox that has with it
Indiana Jones
the
Great
Circle.
Yeah. Well, you guys, that was a wonderful episode.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed it immensely, and this guy has got some business to attend to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should probably talk for another 45 minutes here.
No,
we
no,
have
no,
plenty
no, no,
of time.
No, no,
and
no,
I think
no,
we should
no.
have a tickle fight.
No.
Tickle fight. Rolling brownouts.
guys, I'm going to pee. Oh, Roger. Thank you guys for listening to the show.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
All
Mom,
jokes aside,
you.
We love giving. Tara's absolutely right.
Yes.
It is so key. To remember that it is about the giving. It's about showing that you love.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. We're grateful for our moms. We're grateful for our wives. Mm-hmm. And
because apparently childbirth is painful.
Apparently, I've been told a time or two, but all you
it's
moms.
It's not like we don't get reminded.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum.
Oh,
Jesus.
Boy.
You guys. We're trying to be sweet.
Clayton Cogswell did not say that.
We're trying to be sweet here at the end of the show.
Oh, my God.
Thank you to the moms of the
Jesus,
world.
Jesus, Mom.
You're amazing. You're amazing, and we love you so much.
You're the one who made me that big. I didn't find it.
You created this body.
I didn't do it.
Thank you for listening to the BioFriendly Podcast. We are happy to bring
you. I love you, Mom.
We love you. We love
you, Julie.
Please subscribe, share, tell friends you love and friends you hate also. And then also go check out BioFriendlyPlanet.com. Make sure you look at this article because a lot of these things, if you are trying to figure out what to get your mom, those were some great solutions.
Yeah, dude, the links are right there.
Right there for you. And if you're listening to this after Mother's Day, if you're that lazy and you just couldn't get around to listening to the special Mother's Day episode until 4th of July, well, then at least go to our website and see everything that you've missed.
And, BioFriendly, where we get to insult the listeners.
The only podcast that you can get insulted on 24 hours a day.
We are your beacon of light.
Is that a tag, by the way?
What?
The only podcast that will insult you?
That will insult you?
I love it. We'll see. We are your beacon of light in a gloomy environment.
The dumbest, smartest podcast in existence.
Okay. Oh, we were going to try to remember this time.
I pass it to you. I'm sorry.
When you see an episode, be excited because we be busy up here.
Bringing the science of funk.
Yes. You heard it here second.
And then the last one's the one I can never read.
Yes, of course.
Because the writing is so
small.
Not
remember. Read.
I can't remember. Give us the love we deserve, dadgummit.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. It's the BioFriendly Podcast. It's the BioFriendly Podcast.